Welcome to 5 Good Minutes. You're listening to today's inspirational message on the Book of Mark with Kurt Bjorklund.
As we turn to Mark 8, we encounter the miracle of Jesus feeding the 4,000. And if you have read through Mark directly or have been tracking with this 5 Good Minutes podcast, you know that Jesus has fed the 5,000. And so you might confuse these stories, or if you're not reading straight through, say, well, are these the same stories? Why are they here? But they appear to be two different stories, because Jesus, in one instance, feeds 5,000 men. Here it's 4,000 people. There's a difference in the number of fish and the loaves. And so these are two different miracles. And the question, at least in part, is why are they both here when they're so similar? What is it that Jesus is trying to drive home? Well, certainly we could say it's a understanding that he is powerful and that he can feed people and multiply resources and do the miraculous. And those things are all true. But I think there's something else here that's significant, and that is in these instances, Jesus doesn't do the miraculous until his disciples do the thing that he asked them to do, which, though it's practical, it's improbable to work. And so it's almost like Jesus puts them in this difficult position. Hey, have everyone sit down and I'm going to feed them. Or you give them something to eat. And I mean, think about just how wild this would be. And it's like he asked them to do it again. Like, okay, I had you feed everybody. Now I'm going to see if you really trust me, if you believe me, if you'll do this a second time, if you will have everyone sit down. And what I have seen in years of personally walking with the Lord and pastoring people who have sought to walk with the Lord is that God rarely does miraculous things if we don't step forward and trust him, giving him the things that we can give him, and then almost putting ourselves in a place of having to go beyond what's even practical. So, for example, if you were to think about healing as a miraculous act of God, rarely have I seen God just heal people without the intervention of medicine. Now, he has, and I've seen it. But what I'm saying is often the way God chooses to work is that somebody goes to a doctor and then God does something miraculous. God often won't answer our prayers if we aren't willing to step into them ourselves. So if we simply say, God, would you do this really cool thing, but I'm not going to do anything about it, like I'm not going to participate, step forward, rarely does it seem like God does that. And these two miracles, the feeding of the 5,000, the feeding of the 4,000, are an indication that that is often how God works. So let me ask you today, what is it that God is doing in your life right now that you can't explain? And if there isn't any space where you can answer that, is it because God isn't in the business of doing miracles in your mind? Or is it because you don't ever put yourself in a place where God has to show up for you to see the hand of God? What I mean is, are you not seeing miracles because you're never stepping out in faith? You're not listening to God. Think about even something as simple as sharing your faith, inviting a friend to come to faith. You may pray for a friend to come to faith, but if you don't actually invite them, initiate the conversation, you may not get to see the miraculous. If you're wanting God to do something in your midst, in your family, and yet you don't trust God, you want God to do something in your finances, and you don't begin the process of giving the first portion of your income, often what you'll see is that God won't do the things that you're hoping for, longing for. And so today, let me just ask you, what is it that God might be prompting in your life that you've been resisting because you don't want to take a step of faith?
Thanks for joining us here today. There's a lot of great content to explore on Orchard Hill Plus and on the Orchard Hill main feed from the weekend. Have a great day.